20-09-08-04-25, Tuesday morning. Mind. Natural attraction. The word nature is defined by 1828 Webster's Dictionary as a word that comprehends all the works of God, the universe. From a lens made purely of spirit, which is the only substance, it is obvious that all of the works of God are spiritual. There can be no opposite or competition to omni-spirit, because that's the one, only, and all substance. So, in other words, the only attraction that there can be is the natural attraction, it's automatic, which is the attraction of seeing, realizing, living, being the works of God. In other words, appreciating the fact that all is an image and likeness of God, a manifestation of God. And that is what I'm attracted to, being that manifestation of God as an individual manifestation of man. For man is a manifestation of God, the manifestation of God. God includes the manifestation of itself. Mary Baker Eddy defines in Science and Health 465 what God is. God is incorporeal, which is the word divine, which is the Christ. That's finding. First one is seeking. Supreme, which is Christianity, which is demonstrating. And infinite, which is science. That's being. And these four terms of incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite are followed by the seven synonymous terms. Mind, which is all intelligence, all wisdom, all knowing, all power, all action, and all presence. These are all omnis, which means one, only, and all. There is no other. There is no competition. There is no opposition. So incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite, mind and spirit, which is pureness, transparency, reflection, the only substance, and soul, which is the only sense. And because spirit is the only substance, then the only sense is spiritual sense. And that enables identity. One cannot be able to identify unless the spiritual sense is utilized. So all seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling, all has to be of the substance of spirit, or there is no ability to identify, or translate, or interpret, or understand at all. Incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite principle is all system and structure. And of course, all system and structure has to be accordance with the plan and design of love. And it is. And it's therefore harmonious. Absolutely impossible to have any opposition or competition with a so-called term called discord. It could not exist. For all power of good eliminates the possibility of there being any power for anything unlike itself. So there is no power for anything unlike total pure goodness. Incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite life. That is the living of the qualities. And life is dynamic, not potential, not static, not latent, but it's dynamic. It's right now. It is active, vivacious. It's ever multiplying, for it reflects out itself. For an ever multiplying, infinite existence. Incorporeal, divine, infinite. Incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite truth. Truth is consciousness. The only consciousness that there can exist is the consciousness of God. For God is all in all. God is omni. No competition, no opposition. Truth is motive. Truth is the facts of being, the facts of God, the verity of God. And it's omni. There's only one truth. It cannot be diluted, deflected, can't be interfered with, can't be stopped, can't be reversed. It always is. It always is unequivocally unchangeable, perfect, harmonious truth. Incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite love. The final of the seven terms representing the synonymous terms for God. Love means that truth has already gotten rid of a so-called opposite called error. And spirit eliminates the possibility of there being a so-called opposite termed matter. So truth could not have any opposite called error. Spirit cannot have any opposite called matter. So love then is revealed as being the wholeness, the completeness. So between the combination of the operators of incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite, and the synonymous terms which represent mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, we have a interworking interdependence, a web, an infinite web, combining all of these in infinite number of combinations. And this includes all the attributes of all the seven terms. And all the levels of looking at it. Everything is totally in the complete network of infinity, which cannot be measured. For there is no time, there is no space. There is only God, which is without boundaries. Always good, always perfect. Perfect good. Now this is the natural thing that man is attracted to recognize and live and be this nature, the nature of God. Mary Baker Eddy on page 124, Science, Theology, and Medicine under Science, states that all force mental, that's the paragraph title, adhesion, cohesion, and attraction are properties of mind. That's obviously a capital M. They belong to divine principle and support the equipoise of that thought force which launched the earth in its orbit and said to the proud wave, thus, and no farther. So in other words, the only force that there is, which is the natural attraction, cohesion, and adhesion to nature, eliminates a possibility of any competition or opposition, of any adhesion, cohesion, or attraction to anything less than nature. And nature, again, is all the works of God. And that's all existence. All existence is exactly the works of God. The manifestation of God, manifesting itself as its qualities and operations. The qualities being mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, and the operations being the Word, Christ, Christianity, and science. Together, making up an infinite network of perfection. That means that everything is interconnected. Nothing is isolated. And this is all reality, which means that it's perfect, absolutely perfect and concordant. Because of everything in the foregoing statements, it is without doubt the only attraction there can be is to nature. The attraction to recognizing being in and of all existence as a reflection of the one and only source, which is God. Anything else is merely imaginary. As stated on 403, Science and Health, errors power imaginary. You command the situation if you understand that mortal existence is a state of self-deception and not the truth of being. Mortal mind is constantly producing on mortal body the results of false opinions. And it will continue to do so until mortal error is deprived of its imaginary powers by truth, which sweeps away the gossamer web of mortal illusion. The most Christian state is one of rectitude and spiritual understanding, and this is best adapted for healing the sick. Never conjure up some new discovery from dark forebodings regarding disease and then acquaint your patient with it. Well, our patient is belief. So the only thing to do with belief is to analyze, expose, and eradicate. So anything unlike God is a mortal illusion, self-deception, the result of false opinions. And the way to get rid of it is rectitude and spiritual understanding. So it's a correction of what is occupying thought. And understanding that it cannot be real. Through the lens of spirit, we can do that. Every time, in every way, completely short-circuiting anything that tries to interfere with the perfect view of perfect God and perfect man. adhesion, cohesion, and attraction are definitely for nature, which is all the works of God. Perfect goodness. Amen.